everything. See, because Jesus is doing some very difficult teaching in Jerusalem in this passage from Luke, and I think it is probably equally difficult teaching for us still today. So this time of preparation is really more about what Jesus is teaching. It is a time for us to know and recognize that he is actually coming back. I know that seems crazy, and we've waited a very long time, but I trust in his word, and I believe Jesus will return and reign when there will be a new heaven and a new earth. So he's trying to share that information as he's teaching today, and it says this, speaking of the coming of the Son of Man, which is essentially himself, the Messiah, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Pretty excited so far, aren't you? I mean, who wouldn't be excited about that? See, the reality is we live in this time of waiting where Jesus is going to return. He has begun the process by entering into this world as the Christ child, and he will consummate his kingdom when he returns. Ever since Jesus ascended into heaven, this world has been in a slow and sometimes very painful death. We are reaching an end of this time at some point, but we don't know when. And Jesus is just letting us know, again, this is going to happen. And I'm just imagining the fear and foreboding that will cause people to faint. Maybe we are a little more clear on it after the last 18 or so months of living with the worldwide pandemic. We are beginning to recognize that there are things happening in this world that are completely out of our control, amen? We used to think we knew what was going on. And now all of a sudden, we really don't know, do we? We just don't know. But here's the thing we do know. The boss said this was going to happen. We don't need to panic. But there are things we need to do. Panicking isn't one of them. There is going to be chaos. That's the reference to the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. Even the powers of heaven, of the heavens, will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. He doesn't say run around crazy like the rest of the folks. He says, see, when I come, you should be ready to stand up. See, your redemption is near. The fullness of God's promises are going to come to fruition. That world we all hope for, the one without any more pain and sorrow and tears, that is what he will bring with him, amen? This is what we're preparing for. This is the joy and the hope that is given to us in our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is trying to explain to them, because now everybody wants to know when. Anybody want to know when? Maybe. Yeah, sooner the better, anybody? Okay. Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it. It's one of those transition things, though. I don't think anybody's too excited about the transition, but the ultimate coming of the kingdom, I think most of us would be pretty excited to be a part of. If Jesus is trying to say to those who he's teaching, those who are following him, us today, we're not like everyone else in the world. We have our hope and our understanding in Jesus Christ. And he begins to give just a little lesson using the fig tree, a parable perhaps. And then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. See also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. See, the kingdom of God. Is near because we see signs of the kingdom of God, amen? We're used to seeing signs and interpreting them, even with the trees. It's a little more difficult in Florida, but I promise you, the leaves have fallen in my front yard and my neighbor's front yard and the guy across the street. They're everywhere. So that tells me this is as close to fall/winter as we're going to get, hopefully. And although the tree will probably never be bare, I kind of wish it would be at this point, because the leaves never stop falling. There's just more of them right now. So we understand these things and we see them and we go, yeah, it's that time of year again. If we're at the 8 o'clock service, we could judge the time of the year by where the sun would be in the eyes of everybody in the last five rows. We don't have that problem at 10:30. There's another glorious reason to have church just a little later, amen? But the fact of the matter is we're used to seeing things and going, oh, that's what's gonna happen. So Jesus is saying, pay attention to the things around you. You are going to see that the kingdom of heaven is near. You're going to know that because you're going to see it. You're going to see when people do things that are over and above. You're going to see when someone loves someone unconditionally, when someone feeds someone who's hungry, clothes someone who is naked, houses someone who is homeless, when someone shares the good news of the gospel in such a way that it changes somebody else's life. Amen? We will see the signs, and I suspect most of us have seen some of these signs already. That's what we should be looking for. Then they will see the Son of Man coming, he says, and we're going to know that from the signs. And so also when you see things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. So truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. That's our hope. That is a truth. Likely every single thing we know can be changed at any moment. I think we're all getting a little more used to that, aren't we? But the one thing that has never changed and will never change is the Word of God and the promises that He makes and the truth of His coming kingdom will not change. But in this time period in which we now wait, let's not call it waiting. Let's call it preparing. In this time period that we now prepare, it is so important to us as Episcopalians, as Christians, that we are preparing. We literally set apart these next 4 weeks to focus just on that concept. Not that we only do it for 4 weeks, although that seems very Episcopalian that we'd only spend 4 weeks on it. We spend a whole summer on growth. But this is preparation, brothers and sisters, for the coming of the kingdom. It says, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that the day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. Jesus is saying, don't get so caught up in this world that this world is everything to you. If you spend all of your time finding all of your hope, all of your dreams, all of your comfort, all of your joy in this world, you are going to miss the true joy that comes in knowing Jesus Christ. And the day in which he comes might catch you unaware. And you don't want to be caught unaware. You want to be prepared. So he's saying, prepare your hearts. Guard your hearts. And we may ask ourselves, well, how do you actually go about guarding your heart? Well, what guards our heart is our faith. When we live into the fullness of our faith and our understanding of the hope that comes in Jesus Christ, what we discover is we can walk through fire. Amen? We may actually walk on water. Haven't tried it, but if you do, let me know. I want to watch. But the fact of the matter is, with God, all things are, even living in chaos without being chaotic. We can live in this world where things are going in directions we've never seen them go before. Not that they haven't done it before. Most of us just weren't alive the last time. So the fact of the matter is, this isn't new to the world. It may be new to us. The one thing that remains the same is the fact that the promises made to us through Jesus Christ are still our promises. We can walk through whatever comes, and when we guard our hearts with our faith and understanding, we can stand in the midst of the chaos and find God's peace that passes all understanding. I'm sure you've had moments in your life where you felt like maybe we should be more broken right now because something has happened to you or to someone you love. And you suddenly find yourself at peace. and you find comfort, what you're finding is hope. See, the hope remains, regardless of what the world says or does in the midst of it. We should be preparing our hearts, not just going through some motions, but actually seeking transformation that allows us to live on the strength given to us by the power of the Spirit that indwells us, so that we can stand and share this hope with the world, so that the world doesn't become consumed, so that the world isn't caught in the trap, so that the world can be ready to stand. He says, "For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth." No one will be immune, brothers and sisters. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. These words may sound difficult, and the truth often does, doesn't it? And I know we're at a time, we just came through a long weekend of celebration, and for some of us, maybe eating far too much, seeing family, which can be celebration, and sometimes maybe not as much of a celebration. But there is joy in all of it, and there is opportunity, and nothing like a day or two off from work if you receive that. That's another beautiful moment. But we centered into all we hear now is Black Friday, and I suspect tomorrow we'll hear nothing but Cyber Monday. And the reality is none of that is going to help us prepare our hearts, nor will it guard our hearts for what is to come. What is now our time to prepare for is the coming of Jesus. We can remember the great joy that he came as an infant, the Christ child, but what we need to prepare for is his return. That is done here in our heart. There isn't necessarily a recipe, because each of us has a personal relationship with Jesus, and each of us knows where he lives and where we keep him from living. This is a time of preparation, to go all in, so to speak. A reminder that that is what we are called to always. But these next 4 weeks, the truth is, Jesus is coming. We don't know when. The question is, will you be ready to stand before your God? Amen.